Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 2nd, 2021, and this is episode 2 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled into this feed and you wonder what in the world context and clarity means, go check out episode 0. That's where I tell the origin story of context and clarity and why I think our daily time together is so important. And speaking of important, yesterday I asked what I think amounts to a question of ethics. What do you do when you're the employee of a firm and you go to meet with someone? Let's say it's a client or a contractor, and that person tells you that they want to hire you. Wait a minute, you, not your firm. What do you do? Obviously, a lot of things may go through your mind. Is this my big break? Is this right? Or is it wrong? One thing I don't think I mentioned yesterday that really needs to be talked about is, what would it be like to work with a client that asks you to, in a sense, betray your firm, your employer? Have we suddenly stepped into an ethical quagmire? If that person asks you to do that, what are they going to ask you to do next? If you want to dig deeper into this topic and you missed yesterday's episode, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 1. It's just a few minutes long. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of yesterday's live Context and Clarity conversation. It's an hour-long conversation with over 100 comments and questions from the Entree Architect community. If you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity and participate in the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group, so I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. Super simple, takes you right there. So think about joining the group and adding to the live conversation. And speaking of conversations, I need some advice. What's a good way to have my contracts reviewed without it costing me an arm and a leg? We shouldn't be doing any work for our clients without an agreement in place. And it seems like the entire world is run on contracts and legalese. I don't know about you, but I'm not an attorney. I've never even played one on TV. So making sense of contracts and making sure all of my risk and liability is covered, making sure I'm compensated fairly, and simply that I stay out of trouble, All of those things are pretty important to me. But my gosh, what would an attorney charge to review all of my contracts? If an attorney charges, I don't know, what, $300 an hour? How much am I looking at? I guess if I'm smart, I should really be asking, what's it going to cost if I don't have an attorney review it and something goes wrong? I have a question for you. Do you use AIA contract documents, or do you have your own custom agreements? If we're doing our own due diligence, maybe we should also ask, is there another way? Is there someone else that could or should review these documents? Maybe someone like our professional liability insurance carrier. They might review them at no cost. So that could be quite a savings. But is their review enough? I know that I once heard someone say to have your insurance carrier review your contracts, but also have a construction attorney review your agreements, and have a copyright lawyer review your documents. That's a lot of reviewing, and it sounds like a lot of money. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m. I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern, so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.